Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Dan and Bonita Conlon from Warm Colors Apiary in South Deerfield. Dan, you're the president of the Massachusetts Beekeepers Association. So, Bonita, that must mean that you're the first lady of the Massachusetts Beekeepers Association.
Yes.
Tomorrow is Honeyfest at Warm Colors Apiary in South Deerfield, right off 5 and 10. You can learn how honey is made. You can talk to honey experts. You can taste honey. You could get a gallon of honey and make your own mead. You could learn how to make mead from the folks at Green River Ambrosia. And there's also the Russian Queen Project, which I'm assuming is some sort of, if you need a bride,
yes,
you come to Warm Colors.
It's a mail order bee project.
No, what is it actually?
The Russian honeybees have been selected for the last 15 years by members of the USDA with the idea that they are disease and pest resistant, requiring very little intervention as far as chemical treatments and things like this, which of course is very much a concern in the bee community. So we've been selected among about 14 people in the country to raise these bees. There's 17 distinct lines of these queens, and we've been assigned two of them, and we'll have to maintain the purity of these. So what we'll be talking about at the festival is how that's done. Bees mate in the air.
Awesome.
And they can be 300-400 feet in the air.
Mating. A mile high club.
So the idea that you can determine who they mate with and maintain the purity is a real trick.
I think many people have been hearing in and out over the last few years about disease and bees and the dying off of bees. How is our population here in Massachusetts, Dan Conlon, who's the president of all beekeepers here?
The national media is always writing about colony collapse disorder, and that is a huge problem for a lot of the commercial beekeepers. We probably have had some of that in Massachusetts, but it's been very limited. Western Mass, probably one of our biggest things is the black bear. We have black bears.
Because they just keep eating the bees.
Oh, they get into bees all the time.
They're not eating the bee. They want the honey and
don't care about the bees. No, they eat all the bees, too.
But they get protein from
them. Yeah, they get a lot of protein. Yes, they do.
And it doesn't hurt their mouths.
They get stung hundreds of times in their mouth, and you would think that would deter them, but doesn't seem to, I always say it's sort of like going out for a little bit of hot food, a little spicy food.
Requisite 5-year-old question. Yeah. How many times do you get stung?
Some days you don't get stung at all.
But most days you do.
You usually get stung once or twice, sure.
Do you ever know any people who so desperately wanted to be beekeepers, but had to carry the EpiPen because they're going to have some anaphylactic.
We know a few people like that.
Are they great? Are they like thrill seekers? They skydive too?
I think I would never suggest that somebody who has a life-threatening allergy should take up beekeeping.
It seems like it just makes sense.
But some people, you meet people who actually do it. And
we've got 3 jars of 3 pounds of honey, a pound each. How long does it take? How many bees to make a pound of honey?
Typically, if there's a good nectar flow on, you'll see the hives increase in weight by 25 to 30 pounds in a day.
One day.
Wow. Which is a lot of nectar that they then evaporate excess moisture out of, and so the weight will go down after they've brought it in. But number of flights, that's hard to say. People estimate 1 million flights to get a pound of honey.
1 million flights for a pound of honey.
Sure.
And they communicate with each other via dance. Is that not true? And that,
vibration and dance, yeah.
I think it's amazing. It's like communism at its perfect. Oh, they have a queen. They elect the queen. Is that true too, sort of?
They create the queen when they need one. They give a normal larvae special food that causes her to sexually differentiate into a queen. So
that's awesome.
She will grow all the parts she needs to be an
egg. I think there are a lot of people in the valley who wish they knew what that was, chemical.
Yeah, it's royal jelly. The bees actually create this as a food.
Honey is actual bee food. That's what they eat, right?
And
so we steal their food from them.
And the bees actually mix different combinations depending on the purpose. They're probably the only creature that actually treats themselves with medicines that they gather. For example, they gather propolis, resins from trees that they coat their hives with, which is an antiseptic. And they use that for that purpose. It's not a food. It's a way of controlling disease in their hive. They sterilize the comb before the queen lays an egg, so that's a perfectly sanitary condition for the egg to hatch.
So they have figured out health care.
Yeah, they've got universal health care. Yeah. They're working with the monarchist system, and they elect their monarch. They work, they dance to communicate with one another. They throw up and use it again. And
which was your favorite honey here, Monty?
I'm into the buckwheat honey, but they're all delicious.
Happy to know that buckwheat is rated as the number 4 medicinal honey in the world.
And what sort of medicinal purposes does it have?
It has a lot of antioxidants. It has a lot of enzymes that are actually good for bacteria in your digestive system.
So what do you just take, a little teaspoon of honey a day?
Teaspoon a day.
That's my favorite kind of medicine.
That's our motto.
Any truth to the idea that if you eat local honey, you will not be as susceptible to local allergies?
Raw honey that's not been pasteurized, in other words, has active enzymes, causes your blood to produce TNP lymphocytes, which are part of your immune system that that controls histamine levels in your body. So it's not so much that it has to be local honey, but raw honey, which, by the way, most beekeepers don't have pasteurizing equipment. So you're pretty safe buying from your neighborhood beekeeper.
Dan Connellan, the president of the Massachusetts Beekeepers Association and our local hero beekeeper, where you can get the raw honey. The Honey Fest is happening tomorrow at Warm Colors in South Deerfield. Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.